ஸ்ரீகுருப்பியோ நம. அப்ரமம் பங்கரயிதம் அஜடம் விமலம் சதா அனந்ததீர்த்தமலம் பஜேதாபத்ரயாபகம் நித்யாசித்தாந்ததுத்வாந்த வித்வம்சக்ஷிணா ஜெயதித்தாக்கிதனிர்பாஸ்தாம் நோ ஹிருதம்பரே அர்த்திகல்பிதகல்போயம் பிரத்யத்யதகேசரி வியாசதீத்தகுருபூயாத் அஸ்மதிஷ்டாத் சித்தே துபோ வித்யாவிருத்தியாதி சுகுணோகாகராணம் வாதிராஜகுருன் வந்தே ஹைக்ரிபதாஷியான் பூஜ்ய ராகவேந்திராய சக்திரமதாய பசதாங்க புருஷாய நமதாம் காமதேனவே துர்வாதிதாந்திரவே வைஷ்ணவேந்தீவரேந்தவே ஸ்ரீராகவேந்திர குருவே நமோதிந்தையாளவே ஆபாதமணி பர்யந்தம் குருநாமாக்தம் ஸ்மரே தின விக்னா பிரணஷந்தி சித்தி சமனோரதாஹ ஹரிஹி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நம. வி ஆர் டூயிங் இங்கிலீஷ் செஷன் ஃபார் விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாம ஜஸ்ட் டிசைட் தி ரிஷி தேவதா சந்தஸ் அண்ட் ப்ரொசீட் அஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ விஷ்ணோ திவ்ய சஹஸ்ரநாம ஸ்தோத்ர மகாமந்திரஸ்ய ஸ்ரீவேதவியாசோ பகவான் ரிஷி அனுஷ்டுப் சந்த ஸ்ரீ மகாவிஷ்ணு பரமாத்மா ஸ்ரீமன்னாராயணோ தேவத ஸ்ரீலக்ஷ்மி நாராயண பிரசாத சித்தியத்தே ஜபே விநியோக ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் விஸ்வஸ்மை நம. ஓம் விஸ்வம் விஷ்ணுர் வஷட்காரோ பூதபவ்ய பவத் பிரபு பூதகிருத் பூதபுத் பாவோ பூதாத்மா பூதபாவன பூதாத்மா பரமாத்மா ச முக்தானாம் பரமாகதி அவிய புருஷசாட்சி க்ஷேத்ரக்னோக்ஷரயேவச யோகோ யோகவிதாம் நேதா பிரதான புருஷேஸ்வர நாரசிம்ம புருஷீமான் கேசவ புருஷோத்தம. ஸோ இன் த ஃபஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா வி ஆர் டூயிங் தி லாஸ்ட் வேர்ட் வி டிட் சம் மீனிங் பூதபாவன. ஸோ திஸ் வேர்ட் பூத வி கேம் அக்ராஸ் திஸ் வேர்ட் ஃபைவ் டைம்ஸ் இன் திஸ் ஃபஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா இட் செல்ஃப். ஸோ வி சா சம் மீனிங்ஸ் ஃபார் பூதபாவன. ஸோ வில் கண்டினியூ வித் த அதர் மீனிங்ஸ் ஃபார் பூதபாவன. ஸோ ஹியர் பூதபாவன. ஸோ வி சா தட் பூதபாவன பேசிக்கலி ஃப்ரம் கீதா ஸ்லோக புத்தி ஞானம் அசமோக க்ஷமா சத்யம் தம ஷம சுகம் துக்கம் பவோ அபாவோ பயம் ச அபயமேவச்ச அஹிம்சா சமதா துஷ்டி தபோ தானம் யசோ அயஷ பவந்தி பாவ பூதானாம் மத்த ஏவ பிருத்தக்விதாஹ. ஸோ அபார்ட் ஃப்ரம் லைக் நோ பூத பாவன ஸோ பூதானாம் சாத்விகானாம் பாவம். ஸோ ஃபர் பாவ மீன்ஸ் ஆல் திஸ் பாவாஸ் ஆர் கிவன். ஸோ ஆல் திஸ் பாவாஸ் ஆர் த ஜீவாஸ் அக்வயர் திஸ் பாவாஸ். ஸோ தட் இஸ் வாட் இஸ் மென்ஷன்ட் ஹியர். ஸோ no sharira midavapnoti chaapnu. So that also we saw from Gita, and this also we saw from Gita. So this is all the chetanas, they have this buddhi, gnana, dharma, all these dharmas. So each of this bhava, so bhuta bhavanah, one who generates this bhavane, so buddhi bhavane he generates, so he is bhuta bhavana. Similarly gnana, so we actually went through what are the meanings for like now this buddhi, gnana, asamoha, Kshama, forgivingness, and Satyam, truthfulness, Dhamma, Shama. So all these bhavana, basically they're all mental dispositions. So these mental dispositions, they may have much deeper sense. For example, Satyam, if you take truthfulness, telling whatever as it is, the truth. But as you know, sometimes Satyam Vadet, Priyam Vadet, if something is hurt, you know, if there is, by telling the truth, it can cause damage to somebody, then that's, I mean, causes damage to good people, then that truthfulness is not okay. So that satyam is actually the truthfulness to protect the good people. So like one of the examples people do is like, you know, if there's some killers are chasing a good person and that good person hides somewhere, and if the killers come and ask you, should we speak the truth and tell, you know, like, you know, you can say, I don't know, that's also a lie. You say, I don't know where he's hiding, that's also a lie. Well, let me not tell the lie, I have to tell the truth. So, okay, he's hiding there, people show, then those killers can kill that person. So there, the satyam actually takes a different form. Satyam is that which is actually truthfulness, but if it hurts someone else, then that satyasthana is what you get in the place of the satya, something that protects. Is basically satyam, because satya, dharma, these are all a protective forces. So dharma rakshati rakshitaha, so dharma and satya, they go together. So this, we have to speak satya, that's our dharma. But if satya hurts somebody, then we have to speak something that saves people. So that is the real dharma. So that satya dharma, satya dharma nishta. So that's why when you say ragana sloka, we say பூஜ்ய ராகவேந்திராய சத்ய தர்மரதாய ச. ஸோ சத் நாட் ஜஸ்ட் சத்யரதா, நாட் ஜஸ்ட் தர்மரதா, சத்ய தர்மரதா, இதே கோ டுகெதர். ஸோ த சத்ய வென் இட் இஸ் கம்பைன்ட் வித் தர்மா இட் பிகம்ஸ் மோர் மீனிங்ஃபுல். ஸோ தேர் ஆர் டீப்பர் மீனிங்ஸ் ஃபார் ஆல் திஸ் வேர்ட் சத்ய தர்மா. ஸோ சேம் வித் தமா இந்திரிய நிகிரக, இந்திரிய நிகிரக ஹேஸ் டு கம் இன் எ வெரி நேச்சுரல் ஃபேஷன், ஜஸ்ட் நாட் லைக் ஏ ஹட்ட இந்திரிய நிகிரக இட் செல்ஃப், பட் thinking the importance of them is not as much as we give importance to them. Only the required amount of importance is to be given to them. So that has to come in a natural way. So all these have a kind of a second and third and fourth level of meanings. So we have, but we didn't go into all that. We saw basically the meanings of this verse, and Bhuta Bhavana is one who gives this bhava, you know, for all the pranis. That's why he is bhuta bhavana. Then another meaning is here, bhuta bhavana is creator. So another bhuta bhavana na nayati. So bhuta nam satvika nam bhavam nayati. So here bhava is called as a bhakti, so which is not mentioned in that sloka, but it's a bhakti. Why it is now, why it's separately told? Because the bhakti, it forms a basis for all that. You know, for a buddhi, it should bhakti purvaka buddhi. Same if you take a sukha, bhakti purvaka. So the bhakti is underlies all of them. That's why instead of listing along with all the rest of them, the bhakti is listed as a separate entity. Because that bhakti bhava is very important. So that's why bhuta bhava naha nayati, bhutanam praninam satvikanam there. So because here, that also another reason is that bhakti bhava is not there for all the pranis, because even the tamasikas, they don't get bhakti. So it's only satvikas who get the bhakti. So bhutanam satvika bhutanam, so that bhuta you have to have adhyahara. So bhutanam arthat satvika bhutanam, satvika praninam bhakti bhavam, bhavam bhaktim nayati iti bhuta bhavanah. So that is the meaning that's there. And then bhavana, visa bhavana means, is all three words they are mentioned, like in bhava meaning visa bhavana, in the, you know, in bhavaha, visa bhava means shushti sthiti samhara, that combined meaning samahara artha, that means bhavana is all three, shushti sthiti and samhara. So bhutanam shushti sthiti samharatmakam bhavanam yasmat saha bhuta bhavana. So bhava sabdasya shushti sthiti samhara samudaya arthaha. So we saw that in bhavanama vyakhyana. Then another is bhutanam. So bhutanam is akashadi bhuta padartha. So bhutanam akashadi bhutanam bhavaha shabda ashrayatvadayaha dharmaha bhuta bhavaha tan nayati prapayati bhuta bhavanah. What does it mean? For all the living beings, the panchabhutas are there. Akasha, Vayu, and Agni, Jala, and Prithvi, panchatattvas. So, and we see in Upanishads, Akasha, Vayu Rajayata, and Vayoho, Agni Rajayata, Agnehe, Apo Ajayata. So, how from one bhuta, another bhuta comes, Shushtikrama. So, here, they are, as they are created, how the bhutas are created means akasha, when it is created, akasha is avakasha pradatva, so that which gives a scope to stay, the bhuta akasha. Avyakruta akasha is present at all places, always eternally present. Bhuta akasha is created out of avyakruta akasha, and this bhuta akasha, it has the guna or tanmatra, we call pancha tanmatras, the five qualities, shabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa and gandha. Shabda means sound and sparsha is touch. So for five sense organs, the knowledge that we get, that sense organs are like input devices. So jnanendriya, as we call them, that means we get certain type of jnana from each of these indriyas. For example, our pancha indriyas, from each indriya, the shabda indriya we hear through the ears. And then the sparsha, the touch, it is felt through the skin. And rupa, we see through the eyes. The rasa, the taste, we do it through the tongue. And gandha, the smell, we do it through the nose. So these five sense organs, they have these five matrices, tanmatras. But these tanmatras are the qualities of the panchabhutas. For example, when first the space akasha was created, akasha is also given a guna, tanmatra. That's why it's called tanmatra. Tat miyate yasmatra tanmatra. For, you know, when in the akasha, the shabda guna, it is one of the qualities of akasha. That means the sound travels through the akasha, the space. So whatever sound happens at some place, it travels through, like, you know, the electromagnetic waves of the sound, you know, they travel through the space. So that sound traveling, happens to the space. So the space, akasha, has the guna of the shabda. So that, and when akashad vayu rajayata, when vayu was created, the wind or the air, it touches us. So akasha, we cannot touch it, and it cannot touch us. So akasha, we do not have the other qualities for akasha. Akasha has only the shabda guna. Akasha does not have sparsha guna, and you cannot see the akasha. Rupa guna is not there for akasha, and you cannot taste akasha. That means rasa guna is not there for akasha, and gandha, the smell, you cannot smell akasha, that guna. So other gunas are not there for akasha. Only one guna is there. So that one guna is shabda guna. And then when vayu is created, it has the shabda guna is there, and also because vayu also needs space. So vayu, it internally, it has space within it. So the vayu antargata space is present, because, and also vayu is present inside the space. So vayu and space, vayu needs the space to exist. So this first akasha is created, then vayu is created, because everything else needs the space. So when vayu is created, the sound can travel through vayu also. So the because it is present in space, the shabda guna is there for vayu, and also the sparsha guna is there for vayu. It touches us, and we feel, oh, cool air, nice air. So we feel the guna of the vayu, so that which is sparsha. Sparsha guna is there in the vayu. And it does not have rupa rasa gandha. So we cannot see the vayu, we cannot taste it, we cannot smell it. Of course, somebody can say, oh, why bad smell it gives, but the bad smell that we get or the good smell that we get is because of what the wind carries. The pure air doesn't have any of that. It carries the particles which have this, which are actually the prithvi tattvas or jala tattva. You know, cool moisture is there, we may feel it, and the temperature, the more the temperature you feel hot, the less the temperature you feel cold. So the vayu has the, you know, itself does not have rupa rasa gandha. Then from vayu, the fire is created, tejas, and fire, as you know, it needs vayu. Without vayu, the fire cannot exist. So the fire needs oxygen. So the fire needs vayu, and also the fire needs space. You know, fire has to exist in space. So the vayu and akasha tattvas are present inside in sukshma form, inside the fire. So, and also the fire, you can see it, it is visible. So the fire has rupa also. So it has three gunas. The fire has shabda, sparsha, and rupa. So it touches you, you burn, you feel the burn. So you feel that also. Touch also is available. So all three gunas are there for fire. And from fire up, the water element is created, water tattva, jala tattva is created. And that jala tattva, it, you can actually, you know, the sound can travel through jala. So the shabda guna is there. The jala, you can touch it. It can touch you. You can pour it. So you feel that presence of jala. Jala sparsha does it. So it has sparsha guna is there. And then rupa, you can see the water. And also you can take, you can drink the water. Fire you cannot drink, but water you can drink. So it tasteable. I mean, it's consumable. You can drink the water. So the rasa guna is there, but the pure water doesn't have gandha. You know, whatever gandha is there, you know, bad or good smell in water, it can happen because of the prithvi tattva that is present. It can be some bad substance is there or good substance is there. In that, it can give good or bad smell. So, but pure water does not have any smell. So no gandha is there. So then from jala tattva, prithvi tattva is created, which has all five gunas. So all five gunas are present in prithvi tattva. So this is Srishti Krama. So Akasha, one by one, all these bhutas are created, and the tanmatras are also created. These are all getting born or created from Tamasa Ahankara. And then in the Layakrama, and the Abhimani Devatas go one into the other, and also the Tattvas also go one into the other. That means the Prithvi Tattva, what it does is, the Prithvi Tattva, it loses its grossness, and gets, once it loses the Prithvitva, the Ghanatva, the solidness, the grossness it loses, it gets absorbed, and Sukshma form it goes, and it gets into Jalatattva. And Jalatattva, when it loses its gross form, then in its own Sukshma form, along with the Tattvabhimani Devatas, the Jalatattva gets absorbed into the fire or the Tejas Tattva. So Tejas Tattva loses its grossness, then it gets absorbed into Vayu Tattva. Vayu Tattva loses its grossness, it gets absorbed into Akasha Tattva. Then Akasha Tattva itself, Paramatma takes at the Samhara Kala, he makes it into Avyakruta Akasha, puts it back into the Mula Prakriti. Of course, that is also a kind of a space, but that space is Vikara Rahita space. So that space is all pervading space will be there. So all the panchabhutas, they'll get destroyed at the pralaya kala, Sushti kala, they get created, and this is, and also the panchatattva. So paramatma bhuta bhavanaha is for this panchabhutas. He gives the gunas, the for akasha tattva, whatever guna we talked about, all these five gunas are given accordingly to all these five tattvas. And another thing that Paramatma does is Bhuta Bhavanaha for this Pancha Bhutas, he gives not only this Pancha Tarmatra qualities, he gives the other qualities also. There are so many other qualities also. For example, for Akasha Tattva, along with the Shabda Ashrayatva, it has what is called Avakasha Pradatva. That means it gives scope, if something, an object should exist, the Akasha gives scope. So giving Avakasha, giving the scope to exist for all the things, whether solid objects, liquid objects, doesn't matter what kind of objects. So every bhautika padartha, for that to exist, the akasha gives the avakasha pradatva. So that's why it's there. And then same way vayu tattva, along with that sparsha guna, it is given other vati iti vayuhu. Vayu means that which blows. So vayu is moving, that which blows, that which moves, that which carries. So vayu also, it carries light objects. So whatever light objects there, dried leaves or thread or some particles or some floating, tiny dust particles, all these, they're carried, and even like a fragrance from the flower, smells and bad smells, good smells, everything is carried by the vayu. So vayu is like a carrier, it carries them all. So that guna also is present in vayu, and Paramatma gave that guna, bhuta bhavanaha, that bhuta vayu, he gave that those qualities also, those bhavas, those gunas also, the Lord gave them, so they have it. Same way, Tejas, the Agni, along with that, the Rupa is there, Rupa quality, Rupa guna is there, it's visible. Not only it's visible, it's Prakashana, it gives light. Not only it gives light, it gives heat. Not only it gives heat, it is can be used for cooking purposes. It has the ability to cook. When you put certain things like in vessels and that, the fire put underneath that, the padartha in that gets cooked. Heat is there, it gets cooked. We normally take it for granted. But what, if the God gave, so that's why it's there. God can give, let all heat be there, but let it not get cooked. God can do that if he does. But because he has given that guna, that making it cooked, that guna he has given for Tejas or Agni, so substances get cooked. So that's very important. And then all these gunas also are given by the Lord. Similarly, water. So when we drink water, you feel thirsty, and you drink water, you get rid of the thirst. So the tapanivarakatva or dahanivarakatva, that capacity is there for water. It can remove your thirst. And it also, sometimes you may not be thirsty, but you're normal, but you just want to sip a little bit of water, it gives you some satisfaction. Trupti janakatva. Because that means it gives you satisfaction. So that ability to give satisfaction also, God gives. So the whatever other qualities are there in water, those qualities are also given by the Lord. And similarly, for Prithvi Tattva, like, you know, water, mannu and other things, you know, for them, they have, along with Rupa, so you are, and also Gandha, the smell, you have that smell, good or bad smell, along with that, you have what, like, you take a mud and you can create some object, or you can take a wood, you can create some object out of it. So you can give shapes to it. So the shapeableness, that murtatva, that means for solid objects, they have the scope to have space. So we can give shape to the solid objects. So the shapeability, the so-called shapeability, is present in solid objects. So that is Prithvi Tattva, that quality. Those qualities are also given by Paramatma only. So this is how he gives all those qualities. And then there is another meaning. So what the Lord does is, he makes them all, bhutani bhavayati vardhayati. He makes them grow. So the bhutani means all kinds of pranis, living beings, and vardhayati. So we make them exist, all that rakshana and all that we saw. But suppose all the living beings, they exist, but we don't grow. That means whatever we are born, you know, just remain at the same size as when we are born. It would be very difficult or strange. So the growth that comes in us, so bhavayati, one of that is vardhayati, vruddhav. So the bhavayati, vardhayati, that's another meaning for bhuta bhavanaha. So this is what I have to know. And then he is, bhavayati means prapayati. Bhutani bhavayati prapayati. That means all the living beings, he makes them reach. Reach where? Bhutani living beings prapayati, bhavayati prapayati. He makes the living beings reach. Reach where? Means yogya gatihi. Wherever they have to reach, that yogya gati, yogya sthana, proper place, he makes them reach. But to say, hey, but that is not there in the world. It says bhuta bhavanaha, bhavayati, and means prapayati, make them reach. Bhutani bhavayati, makes the living beings reach. But why are you adding the adhyahara yogya gati? Means it is, that is actually is very, very common, and shaka brahmana. So we say, he's a shaka brahmana, or vegetable brahmana. A vegetable brahmana means, he likes vegetables. Vegetable loving brahmana. We said that loving is not there. So he's a vegetable brahmana. Even in English, we say, he's a vegetable brahmana. What we mean is, he is a brahmana who likes vegetables. So we say he's a vegetable brahmana. So by context, we know, vegetable brahmana means one who likes vegetables, but it doesn't have likes or loves. But vegetable brahmana is what else? He likes vegetables, that's why you're calling vegetable brahmana. So by context, you guess the extra word that is needed. Same way, for all the living beings, he makes them reach. Means natural level makes them reach wherever they're supposed to reach. That's where, wherever they're supposed to reach, that's where he makes them reach. So it's automatically, that meaning can be understood. That meaning is implied. So that's why he bhuta bhavana, bhutani, yogya gati hi bhavayati prapayati. So that's another meaning. And then, all the living beings, he protecting, he making them exist, he make them whatever Srishti Sthiti Laya, all that he's doing. And he is doing that vardhayati, that growth also is giving. But apart from that, what if, our own swabhava in moksha sthana, we don't grow, there's no growth. And making them exist also, mukta sthana, already making exist is there. So in mukti, what is done, what does the Lord do for the mukta jivas, mukti? So in mukti sthana, or even here, everywhere, he makes the bhuta swabhavam naiti, that means swabhava abhivyakti. Wherever that swabhava has to manifest, the swabhava, in samsara avastha, the way bhuta, directly, the swabhava abhivyakti is not there in samsara avastha. Samsara avastha, the only way the swabhava is effective in samsara is, it operates through linga, aniruddha and stula. So through linga, the prakasha comes, it goes to aniruddha, through that aniruddha sharira, the prakasha comes, it goes to stula sharira, and then stula sharira only functions. So the karya shakti is there only for sthula sharira. That's why this aniruddha sharira is called sukshma sharira. There is no vyapara that is very obvious for that. And linga sharira also is not very obvious. And swabhava sharira is not at all obvious at all. So they are working only in a sukshma form. So that there is no karya for them directly. Only the sthula sharira is doing all the karyas, actions. That is why that abhivyakti, abhivyanjana, that means making the sarupas of all the jivas manifest, this is done by the Lord. In samsara avastha, it's done in a particular way. In mukti avastha, there are no stula dehas at all. No stula deha, no aniruddha sharira, no linga sharira. Only sarupa deha is there in moksha. There the Lord makes the jiva enjoy the inherent bliss or sorrow. That is why it's called in a bhuta bhavanaha, means bhuta bhavam. Bhavam means svabhavam. Nayati, whatever is the inherent nature, that the Lord makes it manifest. That's his bhuta bhavanaha. And then the another meaning is bhuta bhavanaha, bhutatvam, prabhutatvam, purnatvam, yathayogyam bhavayati. So bhuta means we saw, you know, Paramatma is bhuta because he is purna. Bhuta, the word means purna. So bhutatva is purnatva, that he is bhavayati. Bhavayati means we saw, you know, prapayati. So that purnatva, he makes the jivas obtain the purnatva. What is the purnatva for jivas? Moksha. That means he grants the moksha for the jivas. So that is, so prabhutatvam arthat mokshatvam purnatvam, their own completeness, the Lord grants yathayogyam bhavayati, as per their inherent abilities, the Lord gives that bhuta prabhutatva purnatva. That means he makes them full in their own way. The fullness is not infiniteness for jivas. He makes them full their own way. And then the questions that come here is, like, you know, we say bhuta bhavana. One of the questions that will come to our own mind is, like, you know, suppose, okay, God creates and he sustains and samhara karya. Why is there you need sustenance? Sthiti karya. You do srushti, and then as long as you don't do samhara, automatically sthiti is there. They are there already. So for all the jivas, there is no need to do a separate sthiti karya. So srushti karya is done. If samhara is not done for as long, you know, whatever time, then samhara is done. So there is no need for sthiti karya. Do a srushti, wait whatever time you want to wait, then do samhara. So in between srushti and samhara, their sthiti is automatic. So why not? So why do we need a separate sthiti karya? So for that, we say, no, it's not enough that we exist and we have the poshana. That means you get energy, you move around. So the food that we eat, it gives us a poshana, the nourishment, nurturing, all that. We talk about growth also, the growth, nourishment, nurturing, all this is done by the Lord. So this is the rakshana, sthiti karya. So sthiti karya doesn't mean just let it exist, but do all this, whatever sentient beings have to perform, do that also. That is how srushti, sthiti, samhara, all three are needed. Sthiti karya is also needed. But then another question comes, what about for, you know, okay, for chetanas you say they give, make, grow, nourishment, nurture, but for jadas there is no. So for jadas only srushti and samhara is enough. You don't need a sthiti karya for jadas. So this doubt also can come to our mind. But for jadapadarthas also, remember, note that srushti sthiti means, what is srushti? Whatever is non-existence, you bring it into existence, that is srushti. What is samhara? Whatever is in existence, you take it out of existence, that's samhara. But after the srushti is done, something came into existence at that moment. So there's a kala lakshana is there, the time factor is there. Okay, it came into existence at a particular time. From that time to the next time, the existence has to continue. So the continuation of existence is also important. So this can happen only from the Ichha of the Bhagavan. So he says, okay, this object, the next fraction of a second, let it exist. Otherwise, every fraction of a second, it can just, you know, get, just, you know, disappear. So that doesn't happen. So he protects. Protects means the sthiti karya is nothing but making sure that they continue their existence from second to second, minute to minute, hour to hour, every segment of the time, it is carried forward. So even for jadas, the sthiti karya is needed because of their transition from time to time. So from stuti, I mean sushtikala to samharakala, the in-between sthitikala, sthitikarya, both are needed for even the inert objects. So this is why he does the sushti sthiti samhara for all the chetanas and achetanas. Jada and Chetana. For all of them, the Lord does this. So this is Bhuta Bhavanaha. In the next class, we'll see Bhutatma. Any questions, feel free to ask. So I'm concluding here. Sri Krishna Arpanamastu, Kaya Navacha, Manasya Nirva, Buddhyatmana Manasya Swaham, Karomiddhi, Sakalam Prasme, Narayana Swapyani.